This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I don't know, Reggie, if I've ever told you this. It's been discussed on the airwaves. Do you know what my lovable wife's, my lovable nickname that my wife has given me years ago?
No, I don't.
And calls me. Remember it, Figgy?
Something pig.
A pig from hell.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. She lovingly calls me a pig from hell. And I can thought, see it. I thought about, I like that.
I don't think that, I mean, I just
checks out. Checks out.
I can see why she.
Yeah, yeah. I tend to want to believe that it's, you know, a term of endearment.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
But I thought about that because, you know, I did what a pig from hell might do as soon as I saw the Steve Smith Sr. News. By the way, you talk about, when was the last time something blew up like that, you know, on social media?
Surprisingly frequently.
Yeah, it happened pretty often.
But yeah, with the player, like even then, mm-hmm. There's some things, not exactly that way, but yeah, yeah. If you're unfamiliar, let's see if I can do this in a tactical
so
way.
He had a bit of an entanglement. As we've heard in the past,
that's true. Yeah. Yes, yeah. there was a man who got on Twitter mm-hmm. and aired his business out, talking about how his wife had had an affair mm-hmm. with Steve Smith Sr.
And quite the text exchange.
A lot of texts.
Yeah,
a video of a phone call mm-hmm. that happened. Mm-hmm. You'll hear that later.
And you know the first thing I did? That's my confession. I searched out.
You searched out.
You the, what the, now? The, wait, wait, wait. Shh. You did what now?
I searched who that woman was.
Okay. Yeah. And thoughts?
It's good. It's good.
What was good?
It's good.
What exactly was good?
Good. Her.
He turned into a caveman. Yeah. Her. Good. 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 Her. Good.
Her. Fire. Yeah,
you turned to Adam Spillane.
Hi.
Hi.
Great. Yeah. No. So, I was mad at myself as soon as I did it. Like all this. These people, their lives are changing. Like some of them are crumbling to pieces. And I'm like, well, I wonder if she's hot.
That brother got to go home, man. he at the crib, man.
Go home.
It's off season, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the first thing I did.
I can very much say that was not the first thing I did. But this is the beauty of being on social media for a moment like this. Mm-hmm. They'll bring it to you.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They will bring it right to.
I did not search who she was, and she popped up on my timeline.
I didn't even think to. Before I could even think to, people were like, y'all wrong for searching up that woman's face and then
showing it.
There's the picture. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
In making
thoughts?
My. Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. I mean, look.
But was it worth it?
That's a holistic judgment.
Why, you know, whenever I do look up something, I'm like, man, you getting slung through the mud, man. Yep. Let me see if this person was worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, that's a holistic decision.
Yeah.
I feel like worth it. There's a lot more factors than just What does that person look like? Mm-hmm. But
we may have to revisit this.
That was some mess. That I don't understand why you do it. But
what's funny is you usually see it from the other side. You see the woman airing out the guy and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But this was a I think a happy marriedly guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, he thought he was happy.
He thought he was happy, and he said, you know what? I'm going to social media.
Called him.
These are my confessions. All right, so let me get a little college basketball in here. This weekend, current Indiana men's basketball head coach Mike Woodson. I say current because we'll see how long that remains. Mm-hmm. But he did something a little different. Obviously, Indiana is where Bobby Knight coached. And if you remember, one of the many things that Bobby Knight is known for, but probably the most visibly enthralling and catching, is throwing a chair in the middle of a game onto the floor. Well, that chair in particular, Mike Woodson claims to still have it, and he used it in a game. He sat on that chair in an Indiana game this weekend in order to, quote, honor the 40-year anniversary of Bobby Knight throwing that chair. And I got to confess, I don't think you should honor that. I think that was, like, it was a notable thing that happened. It was a wild moment. We all kind of cherish the, like, memory of it being wild. That's not something to honor. Like, Bobby Knight and his actions. Bobby Knight and his actions, like, we should not be celebrating those actions. Like, that was petulant.
Of course it was. I'm kind of back and forth on this one because I've said this on the air as well. Like, Bobby Knight, to me, is the greatest college basketball coach in the history of the game. And more so than John Wooden, more so than Mike Krzyzewski, more so than anyone.
It's high praise.
I would never let my kid play for him.
Right. It's high praise, and it's not wrong. Like, I guess I should say it like this. It is very much arguable. Like, you can absolutely make that argument and make it stick, I think. But the problem is, what you're talking about is the basketball.
Yeah.
And like some of the things that he did, like especially particularly throwing that chair, that is not why he's the best coach in your estimation in college basketball. And we don't have to celebrate that,
but it also
just because we want to celebrate the man.
Didn't hurt anybody. Just kind of slid across the floor.
Now, what did that chair throwing moment mean? Like, did they win after? Did they go on to win the national championship?
I don't even remember anymore.
See, like, I will understand if it won, if that was the spark that they went on this run and won the national championship.
But he did that every day. He did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Practices were notorious.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was a Herm Edwards. You play to win the game, and then you just go on this run. Mm-hmm. Like, did that mean anything for that season? Did that change anything?
I don't even recall.
It seemed like, so, I mean, I wouldn't celebrate it. But to me, not like that.
Mm-hmm. He's being a jerk.
Like, I understand ESPN maybe bringing it up and talking about it or something like that, but it ain't enough for me to bring out the chair and sit in it in remembrance of it. Like, man, y'all ain't do nothing that year.
Mm-hmm. From the 3-4-6, you don't understand Indiana and Coach Knight. No, look, I get it. Like, Coach Knight was a very good basketball coach. He used some means that, like, clearly are not going to be good to use now. And I honestly don't think you probably need to use. Like, I think that it is a crutch to say that you need to berate people in order to get the best out of them. But, like, okay, that's neither here nor there. I don't think you have to celebrate.
Like, was it worth celebrating, though?
I don't think you need to celebrate that. Like, you can appreciate what Bobby Knight was as a coach without having to celebrate that particular moment.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
These are my confessions.
So for the first time since early November, I am dog free.
Oh, no.
I have no dogs in the house.
They came and got Kane?
Yep, they came and got Kane. My confession is, I'm actually happy about this one.
Yeah.
This dog started getting on my nerves, man.
Yeah. Like this one.
Oh, this one. Oh, my goodness, man. Yeah. He was a cool dog, but that brother bark at anything. Sometimes he just randomly.
Just random.
It was one time, man. I'm sitting here watching the TV show, and he was just. And then I got to the point, man, he knew he effed up.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, come here. And he ran on in his cage. He didn't even come to me. He ran on in his cage.
Yeah.
And later on, he did the same thing. I'm like, come here. I grabbed my little house slipper. Yeah. I'm like, come here. And he went to the cage. And this time he tried to sneak back out. And he ain't know I still had that slipper. Man, I raised that slipper up. He hauled ass. I didn't hit him. I just slapped the ground, and all I said was, "Your ass in that game." All that barking. What you barking for? Like, that brother just kept. Arr!
You do need a new dog though.
Yeah, I'm so a little backstory too, or update with Jackson, the one I've been wanting to keep.
Mm-hmm.
They hit us up last week.
All right.
Like, hey, you want the dog?
Yes.
You want the dog?
But this is it.
Yeah.
This has got to be it.
So we took a little time to respond back because now we kind of enjoying just being animal free, just enjoying sleeping in. Ain't got to worry about getting home right away.
Yeah.
To let the dog out and all that stuff. So we going to give it a couple weeks and we going to try to make a deal with them.
Good.
So,
but that's that.
Yeah. So the deal that we gonna put on the table is we keep the dog, we keep everything, but whenever we ready to go out of town or something like that, y'all have to keep him.
Okay.
When we go out of town.
Okay.
So that's our dog sitter at this point, and that way that give time the little girl time to
still
play with the dog and all that stuff, and then we bring him back.
All right. I like that.
Someone said, "Figure that dog spoke Spanish, not English." You might need to look into that.
Man, I'm like, man, that dog. Arf! I'm like, come here. He ran. That brother ran. He tried to run back over to me. I was like, pow, get your ass in that gate. He hauled ass. Let me bark.
These are my confessions.
I like a lot of people. You know, sometimes you do things that are just to appease your better half. Well, she came up with a concoction of organic honey, turmeric, ginger, and cinnamon. And she told me to drink this every day with my coffee, that it's better than anything else. It's antiviral, anti-inflammatory, and promotes joint health.
She also tell you to put your feet in some onion?
No, she didn't do that.
Okay.
And, of course, I've done it the last couple of days. But if this were the case, wouldn't we know? Wouldn't we know? I mean, it tastes good. Figgy, have you tried it yet?
Yes, I did. I just had it with my coffee. It was pretty good,
yeah,
man.
It is. It tastes good. But I mean, I'm just doing this just to appease her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, she gives me elderberry gummies every morning, which is supposed to keep you from...
I don't know what an elderberry looks like.
It's just, it's kind of what you think it looks like.
No, I actually don't have really a good...
I took the elderberry gummies before.
Yeah, that's what I...
Or they got pills, too.
Yeah, she gives me gummies every morning for, I guess it helps you prevent getting viruses and stuff.
Okay.
And I don't know if that works either. Sometimes I just do things just to... You just got to appease them sometimes, right?
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if this...
It's one of those things where it's like, hey, it's not going to cost you that much.
But if it worked, we would know, wouldn't we?
But I would say on the bright side, like, she you could tell she's a healthy person and all about health
hippie.
And wealth. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to have, man, because she could easily
to
be
have
trying
a
to... Yeah. She could easily be feeding you grease and
this
all the
true.
Worst
this
fat and stuff. She trying to look out for... She don't want to be taking care of you in the long run and you
That's
all unhealthy.
It. That's probably it.
Like, I ain't doing this by myself.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because worst case scenario seems like all these things seem fairly benign by themselves. So at the very least, you're just getting a better taste of coffee, which seems fine.
And something healthier.
Seems fine.
Yeah. Yeah. She wants you around a long time, man.
Well, she calls me a pig from hell sometimes, though.
Yeah, but you're her pig. For
yeah.
I think that's what you got to remember. Somebody said, keep joining John. She's absolutely right.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, roll with it, man.
So you say we would know. They know.
Another hippie.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Hey, nothing wrong with that, man.
Damn, y'all really.
Let's see how long she gonna be up in the hundreds living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She probably will.
I do, man, y'all really going up for Coach Knight. All right. Mm-hmm. Very good. Excellent. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I pulled it off. Saturday, I went to 3 different events all over the city of Houston, and I would like to give you my passing thoughts from what I'm calling my triple play. Let's talk a little bit about the Cougar game, about Area 45's anniversary party, and the Houston Dynamo match. We'll do that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.